Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is Cammie Daniels. She works on behalf of the Greater Sitka Arts Council as the director. And Cammie, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, it was lovely. How about you?
I did. Do you have a suggestion how I can walk off all the calories I consumed?
Wow, you asked the question of the day, Rob. Absolutely. The Fall Art Walk is tonight. 5 to 8 p.m. downtown Sitka. Amazing surrounding participating locations and amazing featured artists. So we're ready to go. We need you.
And is it Lincoln Street, or I mean, what's the recommended sort of route?
Okay. Well, it is primarily Lincoln Street. There are a couple of locations that are right off of there, but are easily accessible by Lincoln. Recommended is just come downtown, really. It's going to be obvious what businesses are open. All of them have the program and the passport. That's a fun participatory kind of activity where the winner can win $100 at the end. But the passport drop, so when a person completes it, that will be at either end of the walk. So that'll be at Chocolate Mousse or at the Rose Gallery, just to keep that in mind.
Okay, so you go into one of these galleries, you pick up a passport, and you get it stamped at every place on the passport.
That's right. You got it. Okay. Have you done this before?
Well, it's like the national park passports, or
right,
like a real passport.
Exactly. Okay. Yes, exactly. So, you know, every location will have the passports. They will have the stamp. They will also, most importantly, have themselves there and the people and the artists and their work. And so that's really what we hope will be focused on when visiting the locations, and not just kind of stamping it, but it will be there, accessible, and it's a fun thing to do.
Okay. And I have done the art walk before, and it's kind of a fun chance to actually interact with the gallery in a social way, and also meet the artists. And speaking of meet the artists, you brought three with you today: Liz Zacher, Mark Sixby, and Heather Boucher, who is artist / representative of Sitka Conservation Society. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But let's just go down the line. Liz, good morning. And where are you going to be, and what are you looking forward to tonight?
Good morning. So, yeah, I was invited to be the featured artist at the Island Artist Gallery, which is the artist co-op. It's located right next to Old Harbor Books, or more or less next to it. And I will be featuring a sampling of some original drawings, some functional pottery with drawings on them, and a few little sculptures, maybe some handmade jewelry and some ornaments, things like that. And all the work that will be in there comes out of all the classes I teach over at the university. I teach a variety of different classes, and so as a teaching artist, I, you know, develop work as I'm teaching my students. So teaching drawing and ceramics, I tend to make drawings and ceramics.
Yeah. As a teaching artist, is it nice to appear in a gallery setting as opposed to an academic setting, and actually putting that artist side sort of in the front?
Oh, it's always a great opportunity to be able to focus on getting a body of work together when most of my time is teaching. It's a wonderful opportunity, and I look forward to it.
Okay. Well, it'll be nice to see some of your stuff. And, you know, I guess you could recruit some students who come around if they...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, whenever I do have my work on display anywhere in whatever context, I think it's important for students to see what their instructor does, and that through the artwork that I share. I think that gives people an idea, what they might experience in an upcoming class or something like that.
Yeah, so inspire some students. Mark Sixby, before we went on the air, you talked about inspiring people to actually support the arts and head to the cash register with something to adorn their homes.
I feel like, you know, when you sell art, you know, you're selling a story, you're selling a feeling and all that. And often it's yeah, it's great to have like people actually come in and they can, you can find out what they do know, what they don't know, what are their expectations. You, it gives you the other side of the picture.
Where are you going to be?
Oh, yes. I'll be working tonight at the Artist Cove Gallery. So I'll be demonstrating some traditional Tsimshian painting techniques on miniature paddles and canoes and that kind of thing.
Okay. And you have appeared on Raven Radio several times playing hand-carved instruments, but that's not part of your program.
Yeah,
today.
We'll have one of those around and on display, and I'm always happy to talk about those. But we will be appearing at the Sheldon Jackson Museum on December 9th. It's a Saturday afternoon, I think, 3:30. And so we'll be giving a presentation on the instrument making process, and it'll be a multimedia presentation, and followed by a musical performance with Matt Groen on bass guitar.
Okay.
He teaches guitar over at Pacific High.
Yeah. Mark, sort of following up on what Liz was saying about a chance to sort of interact with your public as an artist, it's important for you to sort of get a read on how people respond to your work, and the gallery walk is a chance to do that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and interacting with people in that context of being a painter or a carver. It's really great sometimes just to know where your work is going. You know, where is it headed beyond the gallery? It's a little part of you. You know, I can't equate it to children or anything, but the art is something you made. It is something, and so it's nice to have the rest of that story. And so it actually, yeah, people finding out what they appreciate.
Yeah, well,
is often intriguing.
When you're performing, there's applause. When you're an artist, there's somebody actually picking up your thing and putting down money for it.
Good.
Taking it home.
Putting
it on display. Heather, Sitka Conservation Society, you're the community organizer for Sitka Conservation Society, which is participating for the first time in the art walk.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. That's right. The Conservation Society is one of the new spots on the art walk this year. I think we have a couple of them, and that's pretty exciting to hear that this is continuing to grow every year with participating local businesses and organizations and more artists. The Conservation Society will be showing some of the photos from our 50th anniversary display, including some historical photos of Chichagof and Baranof Island and the wilderness, some of them, you know, 50 years old or so. And we'll have art by Bethany Goodrich. She's doing some local prints that were Tongass inspired, and I have a few drawings that'll be included, also Tongass inspired. And it's actually pretty cool. The merchandise we have and some of the books we have are original Dale DeArmond prints and art on those. So it's neat to find other spots to see some Dale DeArmond work. So we have a variety of things going on there.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that you are going to have some drawings, because if you didn't, I was going to out you as an artist on live radio.
Yes, I am an artist as well. I wear different multiple hats in town from time to time.
Okay, and the Dale DeArmond, there might be people listening who haven't heard of Dale.
Yeah.
DeArmond, but she did the classic slouching raven design for the Raven Radio t-shirt and logo, and that's not even the tip of the iceberg. That's like the the very molecule at the top of the iceberg. She is her prints and carvings are kind of have just branded Sitka and Southeast Alaska. It's an amazing body of work for someone who's no longer with us.
Yeah, and I just think it was really cool to realize how many different groups in town she did help support by creating artwork for them or allowing them to use her art for, you know, their purposes, like Raven Radio or Sitka Conservation Society.
Yeah, and her students are still out there. Rebecca Polson is still working, a student of Dale DeArmond and others. A lot of the people who do wood prints in town learned from Dale. So, and you're going to be, are you going to be available to chat with people tonight?
Yes, absolutely. Talk art, talk conservation, you know, whatever strikes your inspiration this evening.
All right. So, Cammie, it's kind of a social evening, and it's educational, and it's a mercantile evening as well for the artists. And yes. What are the hours tonight?
5 to 8 p.m. are the official hours. Not to say that businesses might not be open before or a little bit after, but 5 to 8, yes.
Okay, and this isn't the first thing on the Greater Sitka Arts Council calendar. You have an artisans market in the near future as well?
We do. In the future, meaning next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we are gearing up for that incredible docket of creative entrepreneurs ready to go. Rebecca Paulson, Zach LaPerriere, Dan Evans, all your favorites will be there next Friday the 1st, 5 to 8, Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 10 to 2 over at Allen Hall. So there'll be some lights, there'll be some signage, so look out for those and come on down to the campus and join us for that.
All right. So no excuse not to get out and visit Sitka's galleries and connect with artists and see really some of the tremendous stuff that's being produced in town tonight. Cami Daniels is the director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, which organizes the gallery walk. Is it the gallery walk or art walk? Am I saying that right?
People, you know, who cares about the title, whatever. Right? It's all about the experience. But we do call it the Fall Art Walk.
Fall yes. Art Walk. Show up, get your passport, and when you're done, when you get all your stamps, you can put your passport in at the Rose Gallery or Chocolate Mousse.
Right.
And be eligible for a $100 prize. In addition to Cami Daniels, I've been talking with Liz Zacher. She's the assistant professor of art at UAS. She'll be at Island Artist Gallery this evening, displaying some of her mixed media work. Mark Sixby is a traditional wood carver. Mark will be at Artist Cove. And Mark, you'll actually be painting while talking with visitors tonight. And Heather Bauscher is a mixed media artist as well and the community organizer for Sitka Conservation Society, which is participating for the first time in the Fall Art Walk tonight.
Rob, real quick, I wanted to say that at Island Artist, along with Liz, there will be Norman Campbell will be featured there.
Oh, yeah, okay. One of Sitka's institutions in watercolor, for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thanks. See you guys.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Tonight.